School lunches can be an important part of some kids' days. In this district, those meals are so important, they ship them several miles by boat. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Greener plants and a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Paul Brody spent a career in the Coast Guard and then another career in the school district of Bayfield, Wisconsin, a community on the state's north shore with Lake Superior.
The school district of Bayfield has about 400 students, about 90% are Native Americans from the reservation north of Bayfield.
One part of the school district is Madeline Island, which sits 2 miles distant, surrounded by Lake Superior. Paul says school for kids living there has some unique arrangements.
There's about a half a dozen kids that are K through 5 age. They stay on the island. There's a 2-room schoolhouse over there, and we bring over hot lunches every day.
So the passenger ferry takes the meals over to the kids below 6th grade each day. Kids in 6th grade and above are riding that same ferry back and forth to school each day. But in the winter, the lake usually freezes over. Thickness of the ice will determine how the kids get to school.
There's a wind sled that operates part of the year for a couple of weeks, and then there's a road maybe developed. School buses are not allowed to go over ice, and so there's a van that the school contracts for on the island that brings the kids over.
State law doesn't allow the school bus to take the ice road, but those vans help with the task. Madeline Island's population swells in the summer, but maintains a year-round population, despite the challenges of living here. And getting places in the winter, this is a place that Paul truly enjoys.
To have the largest freshwater lake in our backyard and the beautiful islands that you can just look out, it is just absolutely God's country here to see this beautiful blue water, white for a little while and blue for the rest of the year.
It is truly a unique and scenic place to call home. Traveling the countryside in Bayfield, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.